President Bush says resolving the humanitarian crisis in Darfur was a big part of his talks with Beninois President Thomas Boni Yayi.
The president recognized the genocide taking place in Darfur, as does the administration. We want to work through the United Nations to have a very strong and capable AU force augmented by United Nations help to save lives.
The underfunded African Union force now has about 7,000 troops at the center of a conflict that's claimed tens of thousands of lives and displaced more than 2 million people in nearly 4 years. Khartoum has consistently refused to allow United Nations force in Darfur. President Bush is backing a UN resolution that would convert all of the African Union troops into an international peacekeeping operation. During their White House talks, President Bush and President Yayi discussed Benin's involvement in American efforts to fight malaria and boost regional development through the U.S. Millennium Challenge account.
One thing I'm impressed with is the president's commitment to democracy, rule of law, decency, and education. And to the extent that we can help you continue to help your country, Mr. President, we will do so. Welcome. I'm glad you're here.
Earlier this year, Benin signed a $307 million compact through the Millennium Challenge account to simplify the process of securing land titles and improve small business access to financial services. The agreement also funds programs to improve the ability of Benin's judicial system to resolve claims and to increase exports by reducing delays at the port of Cotonou. Speaking through a translator, President Yayi said African leaders are mindful of what needs to be done to boost their country's standards of living.
Africa is aware of her responsibility in the role she had to play, globally speaking, because we have to reach prosperity, and without that prosperity, have some conditions. We need peace, we need stability, we need security. And America has a leading role to play in our combat to install a peaceful continent.
President Yayi says he and President Bush discussed the Doha round of world trade talks and what he believes are prejudicial tariffs on cotton that hurt farmers in Benin, as well as those in Burkina Faso, Mali, and Senegal.
Some subsidies granted to some countries like America here cause a kind of dysfunctioning in our country and on the continent also. So America should help us smooth this mechanism.
President Yayi says he's encouraged by U.S. efforts to set up a parallel mechanism to promote cotton production in developing nations and hopes that will be part of the ultimate resolution of the issue before the World Trade Organization. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the White House.